Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Monday morning. Well, a brutal weekend, obviously. Two losses, two unexpected losses. When you consider a little more than halfway through the game, both games felt, you know, pretty solidly in the hands of our squads, and then they spit them both up. So look, we'll dissect it all. We'll obviously really start also getting you ready for game two, which is, you know, not too far from now. So we got a lot to do with you and all of it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The human brain operates on a wattage between 12 and 25 watts.
Well, I don't quite know what
really
that means.
That's a dim light bulb.
Well, think about
light bulbs. Let's get to the Phillies and the Eagles. Let's not, if you don't mind. This is not a mess around day. All right, so our brains hurt this weekend and our hearts hurt. Now, look, it's not the end of the world. Let's start with that. I do sense there's been a little bit too much panic on both ends. Okay, I just want to start there. Now, I'm not in a good mood. I don't want anyone to think I am.
That's where you're starting.
Yeah, it is where I'm starting. I look.
Panic mode.
No, I'm saying I'm not starting in panic mode. I am in concern mode. I am not in panic mode. Let's start Eagles. So we'll just kind of go backwards in time. Eagles first Sunday and then Philly Saturday. There's a lot to break down with this game, and there's a lot that went wrong, and there was a ton of mistakes by the Eagles, as there had been the prior 4 weeks. I feel there was a new mistake, and I actually think it strongly contributed to the Eagles losing the game. And I think Sirianni succumbed to pressure from A.J. Brown to pass it more. And I think from a really, really good coach, that was a really, really dumb decision. And I don't want to make it like it's that simple, because it's not that simple. Okay? Like, it was pass interference by that defender against Goddard. There were all sorts of pre-snap penalties. You know, the offensive line still isn't humming. Dickerson went out. AJ slowed down on the deep route. You know, the run defense obviously is struggling, which is odd for a pretty good defense. But, you know, that has been an issue this year. We go round and round all these different, and it's all on the table. And I want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. I know the rushing attack has been, I'll use this word, weak. It has been. It's been weak this year. But there was no reason to continue to abandon the run when up 17-3. And I put this largely on Sirianni for doing that. Now, look, I know a factor was probably that they play another game in a couple days. So you're not trying to drive Saquon into the ground with two heavy workload days in 5 days. But I thought it was a big mistake. And that, to me, stood out big time after what was obviously a very contentious week last week. Now, we'll take your calls on the Eagles and what stood out to you, 215-592-9494. John, your thoughts.
We had penalties, a lack of discipline in general, but more than anything, Saquon had 6 carries. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley had 6 carries, and he was doing all right when he got those carries, and we just abandoned that.
Do you think Sirianni was affected?
But absolutely. Seduced by the pass. Andy Reid style, which, oh, hit me hard. So, just sitting there waiting, like, what in the world are we doing? What in the world? Why all the pass? Why all the pass? Why the three and out? Why the five and out? Why the three and out? Why the four and out? Because you're passing, and you're playing a team that runs the football. This is the key to winning in the NFL, and I thought that we'd figured this out. You run the football and you stop the run. It really does work. It really does work. And, you know, we've built a roster to be able to do that. That's what we do, I thought. And, you know, the lack of discipline leads to they run the ball 29 times on the ground. That's a great job by Sean Payton and that offense and Bo Nix. That's a great job. What they did, it's like by the book. They beat a team that's so much better than they are. And they did it by playing sound defense. You know, they mixed it up. They came out in the second half and they did that whole dreaded simulated pressure stuff. You know, the stuff where they make it look like everyone's coming and then everyone drops out. We have to figure out a plan for that. Because that does mess with us. It messes with everyone. It's really tough on an offense. Look around the NFL. Offenses are struggling from time to time. Except in that one, holy cow, the one shootout yesterday. Anyway, digressing. We picked on Alex Singleton through the air, and it's like, okay, now this is the plan all day. We're going to throw the ball because Alex Singleton is susceptible to the pass. Well, there's a lot more that goes on to win a football game. Yeah.
And again, I just want to say, I think they threw the ball a ton because AJ complained.
I absolutely think so. But there's really, a lot really, more than that.
It is a lot more than that.
I absolutely think that it's more than that. I think that Devontae was unhappy also. Devontae got a lot of passes yesterday, and it didn't help our offense. It didn't matter. That's not the way you win. You don't win by going 2 of 11 on third down. And you go 2 of 11 on third down by being too predictable with the pass.
Yeah.
Run the football. Get in good shape in early downs to set yourself up for manageable third downs so you're not 2 of 11.
Yep. Look, I'm with
you,
John.
That's the key. That's it. That's it. So we can just go back to being us next, in 3 days.
In a couple days, yeah. All right, so look, your thoughts on the Eagles and what stood out to you, 215-592-9494. Do you buy or not buy my theory that if AJ hadn't tweeted what he tweeted, there's a pretty damn good chance Eagles would have won the game because they would not have changed their very consistent strategy of running it a ton. You know, a ton meaning basically 50% of the time, even more oftentimes.
54%.
Yeah.
We were 54%. Yeah. That led the NFL.
Yeah.
Yesterday, again, I repeat, Saquon had 6 carries.
Dude, I'm with you 1,000,000%. James, number one thing that stood out to you?
I thought Nick Sirianni had a disastrous day yesterday. To the running thing is part of it, but that's not close to the full thing. I mean, the fact that we're in week 5 and this team is still so undisciplined. Jalen Carter has played 3 games at Lincoln Financial Field, 3 taunting penalties. Every single game he plays at home, he gets a freaking taunting penalty. The undisciplined nature, the penalties, a formation penalty that negates a huge completion, like over and over and over again. And on top of that, the A.J. Brown quitting on the route thing, like all of this stuff, to your point, Nick caving. Nick's whole thing is getting guys to love each other and fight for each other and play as a team. And you know what? I'm sorry. I know there's relationship stuff. You got to figure this out, dude. You got to figure this AJ Jalen thing out. You got to figure this whole team thing out. Nick Sirianni, to me, had a really bad day yesterday.
I agree. All right, my overall recommendation to you, take it if you want. It's your choice. Regarding the Eagles, have concern. Don't freak out. That is for
sure. And I agree with that.
For sure, my recommendation to you.
Definitely.
I'm not taking that recommendation, just in case you were wondering.
I understand. All right, let's get to the Phillies. So, a couple individuals in particular came under the microscope both during and after this game. Obviously, the names were Robertson and Strom and Rob Thompson, and then sort of collectively the hitters. So, John, what hit you the most on the Phillies? It was an incredibly disappointing loss. It was, in my opinion, a far more important loss than the Eagles won because obviously they're now 2 losses away from having their season be over. John, what hit you the most from Saturday?
I really felt like the Harrison Bader absence hurt this team. And I know that I've been, you know, the Harrison Bader cheerleader, maybe a little bit over the top, but I really do believe he's got that mojo. And when we needed it, he was not available. And instead, we got Nick Castellanos in there. I mean, like, come on, swinging first pitch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Weak sauce. I can't stand it. But
by the way, you're going to see a lot of casting tonight, man.
I understand.
A lot.
And you know, we'll find out more later when we talk injuries, Harrison Bader, whether he's... Yeah. Going to be available, but I do think that'll make a difference. I know that this does not cost them the series. This does not cost them the series, but it really does hurt.
Yes, it does.
Their chances to win this series. I did not expect that. And it was a real letdown by the bullpen that crushes everything. But it's not over.
No, it's not over. Let's talk about the bullpen. Let's talk about that whole sequence. So there are a lot of people crashing down on Rob Thompson. I actually put it a lot more on the relievers. I really do, guys. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of people that disagree with me on that, and that's fine. And I'll field your calls either way at 215-592-9494. I really think Robertson and Strom blew the game. And, you know, I know what Rob Thompson was trying to do. Now, you can make the case he should not have tried to do this, but I know what he was trying to do. He was trying to get through this game using only four pitchers. Sanchez, Robertson, Strom, and Duran. That's what he was definitely trying to do. Now, you can make a hell of a case that if Ranger's totally healthy, he should have been ready to go and in that game since he's not pitching game two and would not pitch till Wednesday, and you use Ranger for an inning
or
two.
Why was he out there if you weren't going to use him?
So, I don't know if it was a decoy. I found it bizarre, Rhea. I found it very bizarre. We don't know if he's truly healthy, and we don't know if that's not a factor in him getting pushed back to game three. I know this. If Ranger was healthy, I would have liked him to be much more in the mix. And Rob Thompson said after the game that he wasn't even considering Ranger in that portion of the game. But, I mean, I got to tell you guys, we spent a lot of time last week talking about you don't trust Kirkery, you don't trust that guy, you don't trust that guy, you don't trust that guy. And, I mean, I really had the bullpen at three, I'll call it 3.5 that I trust. You know, Duran obviously won, Strom and Robertson. And then to whatever extent you want to rely on Tanner Banks, who did pitch very well this year, but has never been a guy that's like, this is a stalwart for October baseball. James, your thoughts on the Phils and what went down?
Well, ironically, after my Nick Sirianni comments, I'm fully against you. I think that was Rob Thompson's worst game as manager of the Phillies. I really do. Robertson back out. Yeah. I've said this so many times this year. Jack and I have been talking about our pod for years. Like, you bring a guy in, especially a 40-year-old, no less, but a guy into a super, sorry, Joe, high leverage, big spot, whatever you want to say. And he comes in and he gets a job done. Like, he got the job done. He got out of that inning. And then he goes and sits on the bench. And then you bring him back out. Like, it's hard for those guys. And it'd be one thing if they were playing the next day, if they had a tired bullpen. You've got your entire team, the whole team waiting there. You have two off days games over the next three days. Like,
who do you go to? Who do you go to there?
I would have let Strom start the inning. I wouldn't have played the whole lefty righty thing. All that Strom's gotten righties out.
And then what's your strategy for the eighth? Because that factors in.
Yeah, of course.
What's your strategy? I'm serious. In that moment,
I think it could be Duran, depending on the situation. I have Duran as a potential if it's a one-run game.
Yep.
I do trust Banks against lefties in big spots. I like Kirkring for a batter or two if I needed it. He looked great when he pitched. But I Duran if I have to. But my point is I have to get these outs when I need those outs. You have to get through that inning. You have to get through those spots. And I just thought bringing Robertson back out, honestly, in one decision, I think it might be one of his worst decisions he's ever made as manager.
So if you don't know it, I think many people do know, it was the first time this year. Now, Robertson only pitched for 2 months, but it was the first time in those 2 months that he was used to complete an inning and then be used to start the next inning. So that element is odd, but we also know a lot of times managers save those kind of moments for the playoffs. I mean, for instance, not like Duran has been doing 4 and 5 and 6 out saves with frequency, and we all know that could be leaned on come October.
Well, it's not in a vacuum either. He's a veteran.
And, I'm with you, John.
Rob Thompson can ask him, hey, how do you feel?
I agree.
Be honest with me. Based on all of your experience, can you do this?
Yeah.
And of course, I would trust him.
I agree. I will say this.
Really?
I did notice Robertson warming up. I was at the game. When I say, warming up right before he got out of that sixth inning, when he replaced Sanchez, I thought he looked really funky in his warm-ups. I'm just being honest. He bounced the ball up there, and I thought, something doesn't look right. And, of course, this was, countered with, Sanchez and frickin' Ohtani. By the way, Ohtani was unbelievable. I give a lot more grace to the hitters than I ordinarily would. I thought he was borderline unhittable for 4 or 5 of those innings. I was glad they got 3 runs off him. I was right there at a good vantage point. I have rarely in my life seen a pitcher with stuff that nasty. I mean, I couldn't quite see based on my angle the side-to-side movement, but my
what
God, could I see the speed.
Like,
the speed.
Just
the
okay.
speed.
Well,
it
and
was,
also, the
it was
and not just
unbelievable.
That, his delivery is exactly the same, whether he's throwing 100 miles an hour, whether he's throwing that hook that he throws at like 80 or 70, whatever. Like, it's crazy to watch him wind and the ball come out at completely different speeds, and it looks exactly the same.
Yeah. Now, you want to get to their bullpen, but, they didn't. And obviously not having Bader in that one spot hurt, and then you're down to Sosa. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.